This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
you all didn't know the old me, that for 40 years, Darren, I was a kamikaze. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle.
How about that?
I've ridden steers, jumped off cliffs, been shot and been shot at, and I survived it all.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
That's all true, by the way. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new week. It is Monday, November 16th, and we are live coming to you from the bunker here in Western Canada, the sweatpants capital of North America. I'm the host, Rod. He's the co-host, Darren.
I have not heard the story of you getting shot at.
Oh, yeah.
Yet,
ask Mike Sipe.
All right.
He was doing the shooting. Anyways, we're coming in hot into hour two of the program. Hour one was on Facebook Live, and we were joined by Don Corby, who is the founder and, what would you say, CEO of the board game Ballistic with celebrity investors Doug McLean, Darren Millard, James Duffy, all those guys. So Ballistic, look it up. Google it. This hour, Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights joining us. And that's a great job by producer Clark lining up Gary Lawless. It always is, but great timing because there's big news today coming out from the National Hockey League, and it has nothing to do with games and everything to do with the retro jerseys being unveiled for, I guess, 31 NHL teams. The 32nd, Seattle, doesn't even really have a jersey, let alone a retro jersey.
Right.
So we've been having a lot of fun with that, and we'll talk to Lawless, who is in Summerlin, Nevada, on Vegas's retro jersey. And once we get through the quick six show topics, we'll go through some of these jerseys. And we've been playing a game. Who's the first person you think of when you see this jersey? It's so dang much fun.
I know.
And that Oiler jersey, I was just completely baffled because I don't remember them wearing the jerseys ever. You're going to see those coming up in moments. Everybody telling me it was from the early to mid-70s, and it was, frankly, before my time. And I'm finally glad to be able to say something was before my time because I'm always saying it's before your time.
Exactly.
Let's go to the quick six show topics. Director Jordan, please. Number one, Dustin Johnson smashed everybody at the Masters, and while it was a record-breaking four-day score, it was the most anticlimactic Masters I can ever remember. Other than the one last year where they started so early, it was over before noon.
Right.
But at least there was a little drama. There was no drama. Dustin Johnson kicked everybody's butt. The highlight of the day was Paulina Gretzky.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. Last year's was so much drama with Tiger.
And it was right. It was 2 years ago. It was weather delayed.
Right, and it was full of emotion. And I remember, like, it was wonderful. And then this was, very anticlimactic.
So good for Dustin Johnson. He's in the club, as you saw Bubba Watson shake his hand on his way off the course.
Yep,
that's all great. It just, we really enjoy Masters Sunday, a long, drawn out, snacks worthy afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. It was just done. Point two. NFL Week 10, the guy that was blowing snow across the street from my house this morning when I left, he's like, "Hey, Rod, missing sports. All there is NFL right now." Yeah, but it's pretty darn good. The games are good. The plays are amazing. Tom Brady got his revenge. Listen, here's one thing about Tom Brady. You can troll him. You can hate on him. You can tweet at him because he probably sees it. But all it does is fire him up. He's one of those guys. And most guys are like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they went into Carolina, and you knew after this, the Bucs stunk it out against the Saints in Week 9, they're going to go trounce the Panthers, and they did. That was the one highlight for me. But the big one was Arizona coming back last play. The Hail Murray, as they're calling it. Kyler Murray finding DeAndre Hopkins in the end zone on about a 49-yard Hail Mary to win the game. Arizona Buffalo in Glendale. That was the game of the day.
Yeah, it was. Came right down to the wire. It was a lot of fun. The Green Bay Jacksonville game was interesting too, because for a while there, it looked like Jacksonville was going to knock off Green Bay. But what it told me is, guys, girls, it's the NFL. They're all good. They're all good, right? Just because Jacksonville has one win, they can play with Green Bay a little bit, right? It's not like, I mean, if the NFL had so much disparity between all the teams, you'd be rich betting this stuff on Sundays. We're not. It's impossible to predict the National Football League, and
you can't. And the Sunday night game with the Ravens at the Patriots, it just looked disgusting. Ugh. I was cold and shivering watching it. Bill was wrapped in a white plastic bag. Belichick trying to coach the game. It was awful. And the Patriots won. So, yeah, that wasn't the game of the day. Gary in Winnipeg, Gary Lincoln's watching, and he says, how did your Masters picks do? Not well. Patrick Reed was tied for seventh going into Sunday. He didn't even rate on the leaderboard. And Colin Morikawa, can't find him with a search committee.
No. He looked good for about nine holes on Thursday.
Yeah, but at least I paid your $20. I got you.
Okay.
You're good for everything. We didn't win. Let's put it that way. Chuba Hubbard won. Chris Hubbard, the local sales rep for Great Western Brewery. Congratulations, Chuba. That's what I nicknamed.
He had DJ.
Chris Hubbard. Yeah, he had Dustin Johnson. Monday Night Football is point three. Vikings-Bears. Cheese League. Battle of the NFC North. It'll be good to watch, but we don't care for either team, really. Point four was the CFL Sim Division Finals on Saturday, our eSports League. Ottawa went into Calgary and won 28-19. Yes, it was a video game, but yes, an Ottawa newspaper did a story on it. It's there today, the Le Droit. And they quoted me in French, comment ça va? And then in the second game, Saskatchewan went in and routed the Edmonton football team 34-14. It sets up the Sim Grey Cup this Saturday night. Saskatchewan home to Ottawa at Mosaic Stadium. CFL will be broadcasting it from their official website, greycupunite.ca, and on our Facebook page as well, The Rod Peterson Show. Thank you to Leo Ezrins, CFL Alumni Association boss. He was the bridge between our show and the CFL. He brought us together, said, how are you going to have a CFL week, Grey Cup week, with no game? That's kind of how it happened.
Love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, which leads us to point five. It is Grey Cup Unite Week. It starts today. Virtual events all week long for CFL fans. And this afternoon, Commissioner Randy Ambrosi's State of the League address, fan address. We'll all be watching it. And the Players Association will be having theirs. Go to each team's website for their full slate of events. I think I saw from the CFL news release this morning, there are 40-some events planned this week for Grey Cup Unite. So, as I said in my commentary on Cat Country 98 this morning, when's the last time you gave an ovation to anybody? When's the last time?
Right. I don't know.
Exactly.
Been a while.
The CFL's deserving of one right now. So, way to go, guys and gals at the CFL. Grey Cup Unite Week starts today. And then to point six, hockey notes. It's our last point of the Quick Six show topics, all kinds of hockey notes. There's not a lot of games going on right now, I'm here to tell you. The NHL's not playing. I still believe that they'll start January 1st. The World Juniors is going to be a go. But for right now, there's not a lot. I broadcast a AAA U18 game on Friday night, the Regina Pack Canadians and the Notre Dame Hounds, two iconic hockey franchises. It was a really good game. My buddy Noogsy and I called it. And I got a scoop from a hockey guy there that night that the WHL will play. They're going to play beginning January 8th, Elvis's birthday. Put it in the bank. And those are all the details that I'm willing to divulge at this point because I don't want to jinx it or screw it up in any way. But you can bank on the Dub playing. So all anybody's wanted to talk about today are these NHL jerseys. These retro jerseys that the NHL teams unveiled this morning. So we have, what, eight, Clark said? Oh, now he's got almost all. Okay. So we're going to play a little game. Especially you watching on Facebook Live, you can chime in with your answers on this. The first player you think of when you see these jerseys, and Clark's going to throw them up randomly. You can start at any time, Clark. Apologies. Yeah, apologies to those listening on Apple Podcasts or listening live at rodpeterson.com/listen live for Sud's full service car wash because you can't see them. But here we go, the Anaheim Ducks. First thing you think of, for me, Paul Kariya.
I said Ruslan Saleh.
Whoa!
That was my first one. Or Solani.
Out of the cheap seats on that one. Arizona Coyotes, blah. I hate that jersey. And they're my second favorite team, but yeah. I think of Jeremy Roenick.
Keith Tkachuk for me.
With those retro dogged jerseys. Like, when did the Bruins wear these? I think of Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, I think I see
how
Chara.
Retro is
That's
this?
All I can see is Chara.
Gold or yellow Bruins jerseys, yellow base with black and white trim. Mike Modano.
Ooh, Arnott, did he play in Dallas?
No.
I'm trying to think.
Did Arnott? Yeah, he did at the end.
Right.
Okay, well, that's why you think of him.
Okay.
Well, we're going fast now.
Zetterberg.
You see, Pavel Datsyuk. That's all. That looks like a practice jersey.
Mm-hmm.
White, all white with the wings jersey. I love these Florida Panthers blues jerseys. Base. Slow down, Clark. We got lots of time here. We don't need to go so fast. Base navy with red, gold, and white trims.
And the cap.
Beezer.
I think of Brian Scrudland.
John Van Beesbrook for moi.
Yeah.
Hey, Clark's chiming in with his. He's got Scott Mellenby.
That's good, too.
I like it. How about Brindy?
Yeah.
Rod Brindamore. Let's just, again, slow it down, guys, because all the comments are coming in. Kerry Shellstead in Alberta says, yuck, to the Arizona jersey. From Caesar. So are some of these made into hoodies? I don't know. Ask the NHL. Robin in Prince Albert says, Darian Hatcher.
Ooh.
For the Dallas jersey.
That's great.
The Wookiee. Armando Moreno in Mexico is watching. And he says, Oleg Tverdovsky for the Anaheim jersey.
That's
nice,
taking it back.
Nice. Okay, moving on. These Buffalo jerseys are nothing. They never wore these.
I know. When I see the swords, I think of Mike Pekka.
I think of Gilbert Perreault. Does that name mean anything to you?
It does. Or Pat LaFontaine.
Clark just said, Patty LaFontaine. But the Sabres just went to their classic retros as their main jerseys.
Yeah.
So they were kind of painted into a corner here.
They should have went with the Buffalo head.
Oh, come on, Monty. He just said Taylor Hall. He hasn't even played a game in Buffalo yet. From viewer Monty in Saskatoon. Okay. The Calgary Flames. What did I say? Clark Wilm.
Yeah.
Somebody had written in earlier and said Jerome Iginla.
That's who
and
I
that would
say.
Be number one, I think. Jerome Iginla on those Calgary Flames thirds. Clark says, producer Clark says, Craig Conroy.
Oh, yeah.
The legendary Connie.
That might be his jersey. 22, isn't that what he wore?
No idea. Moving on. The Quebec Nordic. I think of two guys. Joe Sakic when I see this, and Michel Goulet.
Yeah, it's Joe Sakic. I see Forsberg in the Jofa helmet, too.
From some of our viewers, John Schmeiser is watching in Kansas City. He says, Rhett Warner. Talking about those
That's good.
Flames jerseys. Bo Halverson says, Miro Jetan.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
That's great.
Okay, what else we got for these retro NHL jerseys? These Oiler ones are blowing my mind. And as a grew up an Oilers fan, they never wore these in the National Hockey League. So I can't even think of anybody. I'll say Gretzky.
Yeah.
With the orange epaulettes, which is the hockey speak for shoulder patches. You said Kevin Lowe?
Yeah.
I could get down with Kevin Lowe on that. Moving on. Hey, the Hartford Whalers, which is the Carolina Hurricanes retros. I said Gord Denning and Dave Tippett.
I see Francis and Primo.
Ron Francis, Wayne Primo. Got you. Or was it Keith Primo?
I think it was Keith.
One of the Primo boys.
One of the Primos played.
One of our viewers earlier on said Jeff Sanderson. Okay. Ah, the Los Angeles Kings. Purple haze. I think of Marcel Dion.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah. And I think of Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille. And you said somebody else.
Not for the Kings.
Oh, maybe it wasn't you. Think. Yeah. Somebody wrote in and said Rogi Vachon.
That's
their
right.
Their goalie. Kelly Rudy. See, I don't think that. I think of Rudes in black and silver,
yes,
quite frankly.
Black and silver for Rudes.
But your dad, Clark, says Ron Francis. I like this one from Bo Halverson. He says, Sean Burke, our good friend Berkey, goalie for the Hartford Whalers, was fantastic. This is so much fun. This I'm not overly excited about. This is the Minnesota Wild's retros because they don't really have retros. This is gonna blow your this is gonna blow your mind. This is the first time I saw this. Folks, go to Google. First thing I think when I see this, Bill Goldsworthy.
I gotta go to Google.
I'm gonna look it up right now. What do you think of when you
think? I think of Josh Harding.
Really?
When I see it. And I'm trying to think of Ryan Suter, the defenseman.
Ooh.
I think of him too.
Gary's son. But they never wore that, so it's very hard to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Clark saying it looks like the North Stars. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's the Wild logo with the Stars color scheme. Bill Goldsworthy played for the Minnesota North Stars. It's taking a while to load here. Let's move on. That is hot. The New Jersey Devils greens. I can't think of who I think of John McLean.
Yeah, I don't.
With the big mustache?
I'm really Wes Waltz for the. That's good.
Yeah, Raw, your dad says I'm showing my age. Thank you. I know. Bill Goldsworthy played for the Minnesota North Stars from 1968 to 1977. That's 9 years. Wow. Bill Goldsworthy. That's what I thought. Wes Walls. I like that one.
That was good. Hey?
Jeff from Calgary, the Stamps fan.
Yeah.
To the Predators, Stu Grimson. There's a lot of guys that have gone through there. There's a lot of guys that have gone through Nashville that I think about.
Yeah.
Friends of mine. For me, it's grimmer.
Yeah, Stu's one. I don't go back to the early Preds days to really think of anybody else.
Okay. Clark says he's got five more jerseys to go. We got to pick it up. Gary Lawless coming in next. New York Rangers, I said.
Richter.
I said Mike Richter, but I also said Merrick Malik.
Oh, yeah.
When he scored through his legs and went like that, he was wearing that jersey.
Yeah.
You said
Richter's the only one
Richter?
I think about.
Okay. What else?
Adam Graves. Did he wear that jersey?
The Blues! I think of Grant Fear. That was the first thing I thought of was Grant Fear. He set his NHL record for games played as a goalie with the Blues in that jersey. You said Brett Hull.
Yeah.
Clark, what'd you say? Did you have one? Holly, for you. Okay. Al McGinnis. Clark has just said.
Al McGinnis is good. Gretzky wore that jersey too, right?
Yeah. Monty in Saskatoon says Mike Fisher. That's a good one, Monty. Pittsburgh Penguins, I think. Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, Yager.
I think we all do in that jersey.
I think Yager with the.
And Yami?
Yeah.
Okay. Gubba Geisler writes in and says Al Hamilton wore that old Oiler jersey. I was thinking about that. The Sharks, Owen Nolan.
Mike Ricci. I see Ricci in that one. Okay. I can't.
I see Owen Nolan. Yeah. You get it, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He wore the
nice
C
one.
Too.
And this is the last one. The Washington Capitals, I think of Peter Bondra.
Yeah, or Olaf Kolzig wore that one, too.
I appreciate the comments coming in from everybody. Your dad says Henrik Lundqvist. Gord Archibald says Doug Wickenheiser. Robert in Prince Albert says Marion Gaborik. Darren Caesar writes in and says, Pat Falloon. So that's great. We love the retros. We love the retros.
Yeah.
And actually, the Argos, it's almost like they timed it with the NHL. The Argos came out with a new old logo that they're going back to as well. We'll talk about that later. So this has been the warm-up. We're just getting going. It is a brand new week here on Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. We'll be right back with Gary Lawless of the Vegas Golden Knights. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome back, everybody. Monday morning get together. Brand new week here coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. The biggest news this morning are two things. One, the Toronto Argonauts have unveiled a new logo, which we'll get to in moments. And the National Hockey League have unveiled 31 retro jerseys for all 31 of their teams. Gary Lawless has ranked his top five as we go down to Summerlin, Nevada right now and join the Golden Knights Insider. Hey, Gary, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good. I guess these New Jerseys, if that's really all we have to talk about, there are worse things to talk about, wouldn't you say, on a Monday morning?
Yeah, sure. We could be, I don't know what, but yeah, the jerseys are cool. It's so funny. Twitter never lets you down. I put my five favorites up there, and I just looked at it fast and kind of went, yeah, I like these five in no particular order. And then as soon as I was done, I'm like, oh, you forgot the Colorado one, which was pretty cool. And then everyone's all over me about the Detroit one because I picked it. I just love that logo. And it's whether it's like it's it, what's more retro than the winged wheel?
Not much, but it looks like a practice jersey. We were talking about that last hour. Hey, listen, as the Winnipeg guy, what's with the Jets in a gray jersey? You want? I guess we can't throw that up, Clark, but that's a miss to me.
Well, I'm not a Winnipeg guy. I worked there for a long time. I was not a Jets fan growing up. I cheered for the Montreal Canadiens because, in my hometown in Peterborough, you could watch the Leafs on Channel 5, which came out of Toronto, or you could watch the Canadiens on Channel 2, which was the local CBC affiliates where the great Gary Dalladay worked at Chex TV. And Bob Gainey was from my hometown and was kind of, you know, he was in his heyday in the 70s when I was growing up. So I was a Habs fan. So, and I'm not a real big jersey guy. So I don't get too wound up in, I love this jersey, I love that jersey. But the Jets jerseys, Hustler would be way better to come on here and talk to you about whether he likes that jersey or not. So
yeah,
there you go.
We care what you think, Gary, and you know that, but I'm going to put a lot of thought into my top five. And sadly, the Golden Knights and the Oilers, who are my top two teams, aren't going to be in the top five. I'm just going to say that.
The Golden Knights jersey is really cool. Like it's our third mark. It's like the sword. It's not the one we use on it's our secondary mark. Sorry. We don't use it on most of our jerseys. That the V in it is for Vegas, and it goes back to the Las Vegas Thunder. And on the back of the neck, there is a 95. And that 95, it represents two things. The 95-96 season, which was the best season in Thunder history. There was a lockout that year. They had Alexei Yashin was on that team, Radek Bonk, and Clint Malarchuk and Pokey Redick were two of the goalies, but the third goalie was Manon Raon. I just got off the phone with her. And she, so that 95 represents that season and the season that Manon Raon played for the Golden Knights. Her two sons, one of them is at Notre Dame, he's a goalie, and her other son, he's a skater, he's a forward, is playing AAA in Detroit. And she works in the Little Caesars program. She was just telling me, her and Darren Elliott, who now works for us, they started a woman's program there, and the first team that they had, those women now are all about to go to college. She has seven players on her team that have signed D1 commitments already, and she says she'll have nine by the end of the year. What a success story.
Well, that is absolutely amazing. I'll never forget her live interview on David Letterman. You probably saw it too. When Letterman said, I don't know what you just said. I love the way you say hockey. came to mind. Even with all that history of Vegas, I still don't think the Golden Knights jersey is making my top five. But on to other things, Gary.
You've been wrong before. It's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's a big debate in Canada, and I know you're following what's going on up here quite a lot, about whether the NHL will start on January 1st. And initially people didn't think so, and now they're saying, yeah. How are you answering that?
Well, I guess, first of all, I really hope so. It's interesting. I don't know where I heard this last week, but it was a player talking about how, you know, when they were going back to return to play in the summertime, they were really worried about health and safety. And now, you know, Connor McDavid's had COVID, as a handful of players that have had it and have recovered. And we know that the therapeutics that they have, I don't think there's that fear for the players about getting sick that there once was. Obviously, you don't want to get this, and it who knows how it affects someone from person to person. But for the most part, young, healthy, the best athletes in the world, they're probably going to handle it a lot better than other segments of society. So I don't think that's really part of, they'll have to be really, the safety protocols will be a big part of what they do. But I think that, and I also think the players trust the league and how they're going to handle that. Gary Bettman and Bill Daly and the entire NHL did such a great job with the playoffs. I think there's a trust there. I really think the big issue is the economics. You're not going to have people in the stands in Winnipeg for some time. You're not going to have people in the stands in Montreal. I think Ottawa and Toronto, I know that Ontario is getting hammered pretty hard right now, but hopefully they get a handle on that. I do think that, the premier there is probably a lot more likely to put people in the stands than say in Quebec and Manitoba. Alberta, they're going to have the World Juniors. Like they'll figure something out there. And Vancouver is another situation altogether. But down here, if we were to start tomorrow, we could have 10% of our seats, of our capacity. So we're around 18,000. So we could have 1,800 in the seats plus half of our suites. And I'm sure that the team is hopeful that that would increase over time. Tampa can have people in the stands. The Panthers could. But, you'd have to go from market to market. But the Dallas, obviously, the Cowboys have people going to their games. So the Stars could have people at their games. I think that is obviously a big factor. And the league and the players are going to have to figure out how the players are going to get paid, because – the owners are looking at massive losses. The players are looking at, you've got a finite amount of time as a player to earn your money. And, they're probably very reluctant to play for less than full pop. But, I think both sides are going to have to read the room here. The world is suffering. A lot of people are out of work. A lot of people are working for less than their full pay. So hopefully they can, they can forget about winning the battle and worry about winning the war, if you know what I mean. Because if the NHL doesn't play this year, we know the NBA is going to play. And I know it's apples and oranges because of the TV deals. Like, it's easier for the NFL and the NBA and MLB to roll out because their TV contracts are so big. But, well, if the NHL doesn't play, what will that do to their next TV contract? Gary Bettman is, I think the media rights, he's going to be negotiating that at some point in time in the next little while. And having that product on the ice will really help, increase the value of it. Not playing, I guess, Rod, I'd use this analogy for you. You go to a mall. And you've got, I'll use Canadian stores. You've got Eaton's at one end, the Bay at one end, Sears at one end, and Rod's Fine Clothes at the other end. And Eaton's and Sears and the Bay all stay open. But Rod's Fine Clothes closes for a year. And then Rod says, okay, I can open again. Well, what's it going to be like? You've been forgotten about for a year, and everybody's kept going to Eaton's and Sears and the Bay. Rod's is going to, the NHL is already the small guy on the block, a small person on the block. And you sit out a year, it damages your asset value. It damages your relevance on the sporting market. So it's a dicey proposition, I believe, to sit out for a season. So I hope they can get together and figure something out.
You just explained the CFL's problem in a nutshell right there. Two quick last points, Gary. One, I've watched Raiders games out of Vegas in the empty stadium, and they show the strip, and I've never seen the Bellagio pool, if you will, or out front, that it's not jammed with people. And to see it as empty as it is, it hurt me. You know that how many Canadians go down there to Vegas. Like, if they were to go now, what's the scene? Like, are things even open?
Yeah, things are open, and actually, we recently, they opened Derek Stevens, who's a big supporter of the Golden Knights. He opened a new hotel. It's called Circa, and it's like that Bellagio-style hotel, like a resort-slash-hotel casino, but he opened it up in Fremont. He already owns the D, and he opened it up sort of very close to it. It has the largest sports book in the world. It is incredible. And he built a pool, and then he put a TV screen. I don't know the dimensions, but it's, you know the big TV screen they have at the Cowboys Stadium? It's every bit as big as that. So you sit at the pool and you watch, you know, because games start here in terms of hockey at 4 o'clock, right? You know, you sit at the pool and watch hockey, or I imagine on the weekends. For college football and the NFL, it'll be mayhem out there. So, Vegas it's a rough time here economically, but this is a unique town with an incredible community of people. They'll bounce back. We'll bounce back.
There's no doubt. Well, all my friends are back working. They're just not making as much money as they were before. So, yeah, when you say things are open, which is the best part. And just lastly, I don't know if your analytics show you what your hits are from Canada, but are you guys, like, there are a ton of Golden Knights fans in Canada. For whatever the reason is, I'm not totally sure. But what's the reaction from you guys to that?
Well, one of the two fellas' names from Saskatchewan who kind of Justin and Greg. Yeah, we like those guys. They've been down here a few times. They're the guys that bet me to wear a Riders jersey, which was people still send that picture to me every once in a while. By the way,
looked very good. It was Justin Reeves' jersey, right?
Yeah, it was. It did not look very good. I don't look good in green, and I don't look good in anything, but that's beside the point. Anyways, young people love the Golden Knights. It's really interesting. Little boys and girls they love the logo. Marc-Andre Fleury captures their imagination. Now Robin Leonard, you know, his big thing is the panda. It's new and fresh, and I'm sure young people will love the Kraken as well out of Seattle. So, and our logo is, our jerseys are, they're new, but they're immediately authentic. They have that classic look about them right from the very start. And contrary to what you say, our new jerseys, our retro jerseys, are awesome as well. They just came out with that gold jersey, and it's pretty amazing. We started here. T-Mobile Arena was where the team was going to play, and Bill Foley and George McPhee decided they were going to build a practice rink in Summerlin, two pads. Now they just built another two pads in Henderson, plus they're building a new arena, 6,000 seats, where the American Hockey League team is going to play. They're going to practice at Lifeguard Arena in Henderson and then just go to the event center for games. But, like, Rod, it's just wild. Like, my daughter is in power skating right now, and you drive up to City National, which you've been to a handful of times, at 3:30 after, you know, I pick her up at school, then drive back to the rink, and there's all, it looks like you're in Weyburn or Brandon or Peterborough or Verdun or wherever, where all these cars are rolling up. And kids are boys and girls are getting out of their car, grabbing their bag out of the mom lifts the hatch. The kid grabs the bag and his stick and drags it into the rink. Like it looks like Canada, and it's except it's, you know, I played golf twice last week.
I know. I was just looking. 26 degrees and sunny there tomorrow. Look, we got to go, but the next time we talk at some point, because you've been a day one guy with the Golden Knights, we'll talk about how they made Vegas a hockey town, because 24 years later in Phoenix, they're still trying. Like, people think he just waved a wand, and I know how much work goes into stuff like that, but we are completely out of time, they tell me. Gary, always great catching up with you, pal. Stay safe and keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
Are you going to be on the line for the commissioner's state of the address today?
Wouldn't miss it for the world, yeah.
I'm going to try and tune in myself, Rod.
Okay, let's see how that goes. Fire a few questions at him. All right, Gary Lawless joining us from Vegas, Golden Knights Insider. We'll be right back. Kenny Rychuk writes in. He says, the Vegas Golden Knights retro jerseys are not that good. Listen, we know Gary's got to say it. We know it. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Sports update coming up. Viewer takeover. We're opening a brand new week here on the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Facebook Live. Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I was just showing Darren who Bill Goldsworthy is. Google it. Definition of ancient. Just talking about these NHL retro jerseys, and he's the first guy I thought of when they announced the Minnesota Wild retro jerseys. By the end of the show, I'll come up with my top five NHL retro jerseys. I didn't even get Lawless's. It's not hard to get.
That's a Twitter game or a Facebook. I am Bill Goldsworthy years old.
When I just found out.
Put out a reference, yeah.
I got to find Gary Lawless's top five NHL retro jerseys. It's what everybody's talking about today. Oh, my gosh. He's got Arizona. I'd put them last. L.A. Kings. Purple Haze, I get it. Vegas number three. Detroit 4, Leafs 5. That just shows you how differently Gary and I think, because that mine are nowhere near that, not even in the same stratosphere. I'll get to your fan questions in a moment, because it's not quite yet viewer takeover. Sports update, Dustin Johnson is the 2020 Masters champion after a record-breaking 20 under 268, breaking a record set by Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. Lewis Hamilton has captured a 7th Formula One title after winning Sunday's Turkish Grand Prix. The British driver has now equaled the mark set by German legend Michael Schumacher. Canadian Lance Stroll finished 9th. What did Ricky Bobby say?
If you're not first, you're last.
Canadian Chase Claypool caught 2 touchdown passes in a 36-10 Pittsburgh Steelers victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. Elsewhere in the National Football League, a DeAndre Hopkins touchdown catch gave the Arizona Cardinals a 32-30 comeback victory over the Bills. They make that sound so
pedestrian,
ordinary.
Yeah.
It was like the play of the year. Hail Mary on the last play by Kyler Murray. They're calling it a Hail Mary. There is one NFL game tonight. The Minnesota Vikings and Chicago Bears will meet in an NFC North showdown. The Cheese League, 720 Central on TSN in Canada. Hall of Fame baseball manager Tommy Lasorda has been hospitalized. The Dodgers said Sunday that their 93-year-old former bench boss is in intensive care and resting comfortably in hospital. He's a 2-time World Series winner. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina. Great Western sales rep Chris Chuba Hubbard won the Tap Masters pool, selecting Dustin Johnson. For Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have. Now 8 amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours at g2gbars.ca. As we get into viewer takeover a little early here, a lot of our viewers want to know about the Randy Ambrosi State of the Union address. Listen, I'm not saying it. Dougal Cameron in Calgary says Randy lies to the nation at 1 p.m. Mountain. Come on. That's not fair.
No.
That's mean. Why would you say that?
Well, he's not going to, like, what's he going to...
One thing about Randy, you may not like what he says. He doesn't lie.
What's he going to lie about? Right? What's he going to lie about? We're excited, and we're moving forward to do whatever we can to be on the field in 2021. I mean, that's what we're going to hear, and we're going to be how excited it is, you know, for the last 10 years and celebrate the last 10 years of the league. And Grey Cup Unite and our partners are wonderful, and that's what it's going to be.
You know, I don't expect much in the way of a 2020 update.
No.
2021 update from Randy Ambrosi in his speech today, and I'll be watching. It's 3 p.m. Eastern, by the way. Go to greycupunite.ca now and register if you haven't already to watch this thing. But I took some snippets of what Lawless said last hour about the NHL in Canada. He's like, they're not going to have fans in Montreal. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
They're not going to have fans in Winnipeg.
I know.
Well, guess what? The CFL has teams in those provinces too. So please tell me what would make you think the CFL is going to play in 2021 when they don't have anywhere near the TV contract that the NHL has. From some of our viewers, Gord Archibald says, Bill Goldsworthy played for Canada in the 1972 Summit Series versus Russia. Oh, I know. Just makes me feel hella old. But that's who I thought of when I thought of the Minnesota jerseys. Man.
Yeah.
Jacques Dupuis says, did you show the Ottawa Senators jersey? We didn't. And my comment would be, why?
I actually like the Ottawa Senators
jersey. It's the exact jersey. Well, there you go. Thank you. It's the exact jersey when they came into the league. And I'll give Ottawa a lot of credit. They haven't really tweaked that much since they came in, which I am not. If you have a logo, stick with it.
Yeah.
You unveiled it for a reason. Why go farting around with it?
Well, and they were good. The white jersey I like better with that logo. You know, that's back to Yashin and who was back in those days when Ottawa was really good. Dominic Hasek played goal for them for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Alfredson.
Here's the thing. I don't think of anybody when I think of that jersey, which speaks the most about Ottawa's franchise history.
Right.
Nobody. Alexandre Daigle.
When they drafted him.
He would be the one.
He'd be one, for sure.
Greg Sturr writes in and says, I hate to say and agree, Rod, can't see the CFL playing next year. I'll be the first to tell you, they're not. From Benny, writing from the 861. Benny. Hey, Rod, I just want to say I love your show. Just got back to my lovely hometown of Regina. Was living in Winnipeg, working concrete and reffing junior hockey there. Chasing a dream. Until they shut down the MJ. First out of the gate, now they fumble it? Just want to give a shout-out to Kevin Surrett, the MJ commish. Great hockey guy and doing a hell of a job with that league. Ex-Regina Pat, too. Any memories, Rod? Enjoy your week. I'll be listening every day. Benny. Do I have stories about Kevin Surrett? He sat right behind me on the bus for a year. Maybe two. We nicknamed him Kevin Shooter Surrett. And he's now the commissioner of the MJ.
Wow.
I remember him when he didn't even have fuzz on his peaches. You know what I mean?
Loud and clear.
Benny says, also, no minor hockey and no gyms in Winnipeg, but Hudson's Bay and Cabela's are both open? Kids can shop but can't play sports? Wrong! That's from Benny. And they're telling me we got a break. So we'll come back with more viewer takeover because it's always so darn much fun.
I know.
And they're asking for more jerseys, Clark, if you can. They're asking for what? Chicago? Colorado. We'll get as many on as we can and ask your questions about them. What do you think of the Florida Panthers retro? That's Kenny Rychuk. Says, personally, I like it a lot. I love it. Yeah. It makes my heart pound. Navy with the red gold trim. Yeah. I think they should go back to that full time.
Very hot.
We will be back. It's the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV. Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a review.
Yes, please.
We haven't had any hate in a long time. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. By the way, Gary Lawless is still watching in Vegas, and he wants to clarify. Oh, the exact text from Lawless was, "I said in no particular order, you donkey."
Yeehaw!
Okay, face-off segment. Did I tell you guys it was coming? Face-off segment for Ultimate Fan Zone and the Mad Greek. There you go. Here are my top five. You've zeroed in on one, right?
I got a few, but
there
yeah.
there are two jerseys from the NHL retros unveiled today of the 31 they unveiled that I love, that I would run to Ultimate Fan Zone and buy. When I played NHL 09 was like the last time I stopped. Last time I played NHL on my PSP, I would put the Kings in the purple and gold jerseys. That's how much I love the purple and gold. Yeah. Marcel Dion,
yeah.
Luke Robitaille, Rob Blake, Tiger Williams era. Number one, LA Kings. Number two, I just mentioned it, the Florida Panthers. And then I struggled. Number three, I love too, New Jersey.
Yeah.
The green base with red and white trim. Number three. Number four, the Dallas Stars for obvious sentimental reasons. I like them too. I actually have that jersey.
Yeah. That's a Stanley Cup jersey.
Yeah, exactly. And five, I fiddled and fracked and went back and forth for a long time because I'm not really in love with any beyond those top three, then Dallas. And I'll say Colorado, Quebec. Colorado / Quebec. And I thought of Joe Sakic and Ron Tugnutt and Michel Goulet and all those guys. Pat McKetta writes in from Winnipeg. She says the gray for the Jets jersey is beyond hideous. What was the designer thinking? As Freddie Flintstone would say, I don't know what he got for designing that, but he should have got life. What do you got?
St. Louis, I love. I like St. Louis's. Pittsburgh's is good. I'm a fan of Ottawa's and New York's, but I like Florida's, but Columbus. I like Columbus's. It reminds me of Rick Nash and the heyday, if there is a heyday for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They don't really have one, yeah. But I liked Rick Nash a lot. I liked Ottawa's and St. Louis's was cool. But going through these, I'm just looking at them now, like Tampa's, you know, just looks like Vinny LeCavalier, Brad Richards.
I didn't see Tampa's.
You know, see, I don't know if you can see it on my, just kind of reminds me of the Stanley
Cup. Are they black?
They're blue. But I know those guys were playing in black jerseys at the time. They should have been black, now that you say that.
They should have been black. Why do I got to do all the thinking for everybody?
You see the Sedins in the Canucks retro jerseys with the gradient, whether you like that or not. But
not,
I see the
not
Sedins.
Not a huge fan, no.
So I like that they didn't go back like to 50 years ago.
My number one LA Kings, your number one?
Columbus.
Okay. The face-off is for the Mad Greek, the best authentic Greek cuisine. Visit them in Moose Jaw. Licensed dining, takeout or delivery. Head to themadgreekeatery.com or Ultimate Fan Zone, home of the home teams, jerseys, caps, and team apparel. They are your officially licensed fan store in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. From our viewers, just a quick one from the 416, Ray. Hey, Rod. The Edmonton throwbacks remind me of the old WHA days, and the players I think of are Al Hamilton and B.J. McDonald from Metal Shingle Guy. Wow, the Sims sure improved since the last time I watched. Thanks for putting it on your website again. That's from Metal Shingle Guy. Yeah, we upgraded it to Doug Flutie's Maximum Football 2020, and we got Saturday night, Grey Cup, Ottawa, Saskatchewan, 6:30 Eastern on our Facebook channel, plus greycupunite.ca. From our viewer, Pinks, he writes in his top five, Philly, L.A., Van, Devils, and Chicago. You're seeing the Devils, the Kings in, a lot of people loving those. I'm going to have to carry these over to tomorrow. Too many messages. Clark's top five, the Hartford Whalers, the Minnesota Wild, the Avs, Nordiques, four Kings, and five, the St. Louis Blues. We'll continue the party, Commissioner Randy Ombrasky, tomorrow, 12 Eastern, right here. Truth's in the coffee. It's truth serum.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.